May the Lord help us to commence our services today with hymn number 1127. When Zion's sons, great God, appear in Zion's courts for praise and prayer, there in thy spirit deign to be as one with those who worship thee. Without thy sovereign power, O Lord, no sweets the gospel can afford, no drops of heavenly love will fall to cheer the weary, thirsting soul. Hymn 1127.
Let us read together from the Word of God, the Book of Psalms and Psalm 107. Reading together from Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth for ever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. May the Lord bless his word of truth to us. Teach us to call upon his great and holy name. O Lord, may we each be brought again to realize thy wonderful goodness towards the children of men. May we have some little experiences, Lord, that thou hast been pleased to undertake for each one of us. Thou hast been pleased to keep us and preserve us, watch over us for good, to know and to realize that thou art with thy people in the path that they're brought to walk out here below, and that we might be helped and enabled to feel thy presence with us and all the way that thou hast brought us thus far and to this time, this season of gathering together in thy name. O Lord, we do pray that we may each be blessed with that gracious blessing in our souls, that thou hast been with us all our journey through and art with us still. This is our mercy, Lord. Thou hast brought us together in thy name this day. And Lord, we pray for that humbling of our hearts before thee, under that acknowledgement, Lord, of thy loving kindnesses and tender mercies, and also thy long-suffering and forbearance towards us. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for these great blessings, and pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to come and appear unto each one of us and in the midst, and that we may each know the blessing of the outpouring of thy Spirit upon us, that we may be drawn to thee at this time in true thankfulness of thy great and holy name, the wonders of thy grace, thy constant care, thy goodness and mercy, and Lord, the provision of thy house, where thou art pleased to dwell in the midst of thy people, to bless them, and through thy word and thy truth. And we do pray that there may be found in each of our hearts a hungering and a thirsting for thyself, for only thou satisfiest the longing soul and fillest the hungry soul with goodness. And we come before thee, Lord. O Lord, keep us low. Keep us humble, Lord. May we be those that truly wait upon thee at this time, that thou wilt appear unto each one of us, Lord, and particularly in our great need of thee, and also, Lord, the need of thy Spirit to come upon us, oh, to enlighten us and to enliven us at this time, and to bring us near to thee, to feel after thee, to partake of thee in the gospel. And then, Lord, our great need of thee at this time. For, O Lord, we have each come with our case and our need in a personal way. And, Lord, thou knowest it. But, Lord, if thou knowest our case and need, we do pray, Lord, that we have committed those needs unto thee, and that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to appear unto each one of us in our varying needs and concerns and circumstance at this time. Then particularly, Lord, those great needs thou never-dying immortal souls. O Lord, come with a little reviving, Lord, in our spirit. O Lord, we've beheld the brightness of the sun this day, and facing the sun in driving here this morning. Oh, we thought, Lord, and prayed that we may each experience, Lord, those beams that shine forth from thyself into the hearts of thy people, the beams of thy love, Lord. Oh, may we know, Lord, what these beams of thy love are. Are they towards the poor and the needy, the helpless and the weak, the insufficient, Lord, and the sinners? Oh, Lord, shine forth the beams of thy love into each of our poor souls. Then shine forth, Lord, we pray thee, through thy Spirit, Lord. Oh, may we be drawn to thee, Lord, spiritually. Oh, that, Lord, thou wouldest affection our hearts towards thee. Oh, that thou wouldest bring us near to thee, Lord, to feel a need of thee at this time, a need of mercy and a need of thy salvation, a need of thy saving grace, Lord, a need, Lord, to pardon and forgive all our sins through the merits of thy person, thy sin-atoning blood. O Lord, draw us near to thee in this most precious way, we pray thee. Bring us again to see, Lord, in thee our great salvation, in a suffering Christ upon the tree at Calvary, in the room and place of the sinner, Lord. Oh, do bring us there, Lord. Oh, let us see, Lord, again and again, the great mercy that thou dost show to sinners through thy cross, the love that thou didst bear towards them. And Lord, we do pray that our poor souls may be warmed to thee, softened, Lord, and humbled, that thou shouldest come and do such gracious blessings to such wretched sinners, Lord, to undone sinners, to the unworthy ones, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, beam forth this morning, Lord, into each of our souls thy word. Let thy word, Lord, be made profitable to us. May it be a word seasonable and good for our souls, Lord, and that thy word may indeed be a blessing to us. Oh, leave not one of us, Lord, to depart thy house this day, Lord, unmoved and unconcerned, in respect of our great need of thee, Lord, and particularly thy word, to give us a little reviving, Lord, a little lifting up of our hearts to thee. Be pleased, Lord, to appear to each one of us, Lord, in thy rich mercy. And, Lord, any, Lord, that may indeed be indifferent in respect of their great need, Lord, this morning, of thy salvation and the need of their never-dying immortal souls. O Lord, waken them, Lord. Show them, Lord, that in thyself alone are the riches of fullness and mercy to undone sinners. And show them, Lord, their great need of a Saviour. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased this day, that there may be a gathering in, Lord. A gathering in, Lord, of the poor, those that have been brought to see and feel their need. And Lord, we do pray that it may be a day, Lord, of visitation. It may be a day, Lord, when thou wilt, Lord, bless a poor seeking soul with a little hope, Lord, in thine atonement at Calvary. Oh, to give that seeking soul, Lord, the blessing, Lord, that there is hope in Jesus, hope in his mercy and hope for sinners. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to appear in the riches of thy grace. And we do pray, Lord, that this day thy name alone shall have all the honour and the glory. O Lord, we pray that thy gospel shall have free course this day, or that it may go forth across this land of ours, Lord, across the earth, Lord, but oh, we think of this land of ours, Lord, and that have turned their back upon thee, despised thy word, Lord, and Lord, that thou hast done such great things for this little island, Lord, thou hast preserved us and kept us, Lord, and Lord, thou hast appeared again and heard the prayers of thy people to bring us away, Lord, from the confederacy of nations, that we should again be turned unto thee, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to look down upon us, and that thou wilt, Lord, through the gospel come and change the hearts of sinners, Lord. Oh, remove all the darkness and ignorance, Lord, that is in man by nature, we pray thee. And we know, Lord, that there is an election through grace. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt be pleased to appear, to gather them in, and that this day, Lord, sinners may be brought to see and feel their need of Jesus, be brought to look within, Lord, see the awfulness of the fall within, and then look up to Jesus for mercy upon his cross and salvation through him. And Lord, the work is thine. And we do pray, Lord, that this nation again may be a nation, Lord, that shall be blessed under righteousness. O Lord, we do pray, come in thy almighty power. We have seen thy power, Lord, thy righteous judgment throughout all nations of the earth in but a little moment of time, in respect of this pandemic. O Lord, let us see thy gracious work, Lord, again. O let us see thy power, Lord, in the souls of sinners, that gracious change, Lord, that only grace can do and grace can give, to change the heart, renew the will, turn the feet to Zion's hill. Oh, be pleased to come and show thyself, Lord, in the midst of us in this nation. We pray thee, Lord, turn us and we shall be turned. May there be that cry put forth, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved. O Lord, we do pray then that thy gospel may be preached and proclaimed amongst the little flock this day. O Lord, comfort the Lord Zion. Bless her with consolations and confirmations in her soul. Help her to continue, Lord, their course here below. Be a present help to them in the time of trouble. Be a refuge for their souls, Lord. Undertake the cause and the interest of thy poor people as they journey forth here below. Confirm it through the ministry of thy word this day, Lord, and help each of thy sent servants to proclaim thine everlasting gospel. Be pleased, Lord, to draw near to us now, Lord, and Lord, give help to thy servant, Lord, and teach him by thy Spirit, lead him into thy truth, Lord, and show him what to say as we wait upon thee, Lord, and help thy people, Lord, open their hearts to hear and to receive thy word mixed with faith. And Lord, we pray that thy word shall not return unto thee void, or that it may prosper whereto thou wilt send it, we pray thee. And that our time spent together may be a good and a profitable time. And we pray and ask these mercies in and through that all-precious name, seeking the forgiveness of all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 720. Endless blessings on the Lamb, broken hearts repeat the same. His dear heart was broken too when he bore the curse for you. 720.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and seek to draw your attention the psalm that we read together, Psalm 107, and reading from verse 41 and the first clause of verse 42. Psalm 107, verse 41, first clause of verse 42. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. Do have some wonderful mercies and goodnesses of the Lord that is shown to us in this psalm, and particularly where the Lord will come to the case and the need of his people, but sometimes they may come in such a desperate state and condition, they may be found under hard labour, suffering circumstances, and then they cry unto the Lord. What a mercy it is to cry unto the Lord. You know, he's the only one that can do anything for us. The only one that can meet our case and our need. The only one that can appear and give deliverance. And he does it out of his gracious mercy and loving kindness. We aren't deserving of anything from him. We have so many failings and shortcomings. We forget him. We forget that we have a God to go to. We seem to be overtaken with much else beside. And how at times, and I have to confess this myself, how very little time do we give to the Lord when he gives so much time to us, his people? Do we deserve that he should do anything for us, that he should appear for us, that he should show his gracious hand and his care and his love and deliver out of all our troubles and temptations? He is merciful, kind, and gracious. And this is the blessing that belongs to the Lord's dear people. I do want to speak of the mercies that belong to us. But we shall have to be brought, dear friends, to the words of our text, to know any mercy, to know any goodness, blessing, favour of the Lord. Yet setteth he the poor on high. What it is, dear friends, to be brought and to be made poor. That is the truth here. This poor one, in the words of our text, is one whom the Lord has looked down upon in his rich mercy, been pleased to appear and to reveal and manifest his love and mercy to that poor one. Because this poor one, initially, they were found dead in trespasses and in sins, far from the Lord, didn't know this wondrous grace that is able to save and to redeem, that is able to keep and preserve. And this grace, dear friends, is the grace that is able to change us and to renew us. What a mercy it is to be brought to know the truth, and the Spirit of the Lord will come to all these that are made poor, because this is the family of God's grace. And we're all the same. We will be all brought in the same way. And we will all be brought to nothing in and of ourselves, poor. But it is only grace that is able to do it, and grace that is able to teach us. I just thought of those words. It is a mercy to be brought to know and to feel our need as sinners, that we have in us by nature the Adam fall and all the ruin and everything that it brings upon us. Born in sin, shapen in iniquity. In verse 10, I know that we have where the Lord will appear to certain types of people. First we have those from verse 4 that are travellers. Then verse 10, those that are in affliction and bound. And then in verse 17, those in sickness and disease. Then in verse 23, the seamen and the mariners. Just want to make mention of those in verse 10. Those that are in affliction. Those that are held captive. The captive ones. Captive. Indwelling sin, captive. Satan enthroned within, captive. The world within, captive. Carnality, evil, captive, dear friends, and captive in this world. And that is the truth in respect of all of us by nature. Unmindful of our never dying immortal souls and the great need of deliverance and salvation. And so captives, led about in darkness and ignorance in our minds. And I know the experience of it, dear friends, and I came to chapel. I know that I didn't begin or came into a church or a chapel till I was about 9 years old. And then I strove against it then. Did all I could something I could not receive. Something I hated, just not used to it. But what a mercy it is to be found in the Lord's house and to have some little hope, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, just to be brought to know that truth, dear friends. That is where we are by nature. Sitting in darkness and death, far from God. And you know, we cannot rise up above that ourselves. There's nothing in us to do it. Nothing at all. Being in affliction and iron, captives, rebelled against the words of God, contemned the counsel of the Most High. That is where we are in nature. We may read the book, dear friends, the scriptures. But if we read it with darkened minds, it would be meaningless. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. Who, dear friends, whose heart did he bring down in labour? Those whom he would come and appear to save and to redeem. These are those that were given to Jesus before time began, that he would appear for them. Oh, there's a hope here, dear friends. Are we prisoners of hope? These captives, but a hope. A hope in the Lord Jesus, a hope in his mercy, his salvation. He came, dear friends, to seek and to save those that are lost, and lost and ruined in the fall. He came. And he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down. There was none to help. And dear friends, when the Spirit of the Lord will come upon us and show to us our absolute ruin, dear friends, and there's no good thing to be found in us by nature, and there isn't, but what a mercy it is to be brought to this truth that I was going to quote to you. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Oh, what a mercy it is, dear friends, to be shown this. Why? It's those things that condemned us to an eternal death and damnation, dear friends. Yes. Our transgressions, our iniquities, our continual sins, vain thoughts, evil surmisings, wicked hearts, everything that is sinful in us by an Adam nature. What a mercy to be brought to know and to feel those sins, dear friends. The Spirit of the Lord enlightening us, showing to us our own rebellious hearts, the hardness of them, the wickedness within. But oh, this mercy. Then they cried unto the Lord. And dear friends, who is it that will cry unto the Lord? It's these now that have been made poor. Poor. Because that is where the Lord, the Spirit, will bring us, dear friends. To be poor. Everything that is of self and all our wretchedness, dear friends, brought to the light of conscience and the Spirit of the Lord teaching us our need as sinners, it will lay us low. It will bring us to be mourners, sorrowing with a godly sorrow for sin. This is Father, Son, and Spirit working in the soul of a poor sinner. This is grace changing them, that they might feel their need. He that hath begun a good work in you. And then, dear friends, oh, that hope in Jesus. A little hope in Jesus, prisoners of hope. The mercy that is found with him and through his cross. Dear friends, yes, that is the place for sinners, dear friends. The cross of Jesus. And then to find that mercy and that forgiveness through him. But oh, there is forgiveness with him. For all the poor and the needy of the Lord's people. And if he has begun a good work, dear friends, he will not alter course. No, I know that there is a set time to favour Zion. But oh, that hope, that expectation, looking by faith to that one who hung and suffered upon the cross at Calvary, the only hope for a poor, needy, guilty soul is Jesus. Hope in his love, hope in his atonement, hope in his precious sin-atoning blood to cleanse and to heal, hope in his finished work and the merits of his person and the merits of his life. Jesus, that only one that can save and redeem a lost soul. What a mercy it is to be brought poor and needy is the great blessing. And then to find salvation. And as we see in the Gospels, those that did find salvation, the 500 pence debtor, the woman of Samaria, Zacchaeus, dear friend, Saul of Tarsus, salvation came to them. They were brought to see and feel their wretched nature. But mercy came. Mercy through blood. Make my plea. God be merciful to me. And then this wonderful truth. Yet setteth he the poor on high. Or a sinner that's pardoned and forgiven. They're set up on high, dear friends. Set up on high. They're brought near to Jesus. They love his name. They love his person. They love his cross. They love his sufferings. They love everything that he's done for them. They love him because their sins are pardoned, washed away through his sin-atoning blood. They're lifted up on high, dear friends. They're so near to Jesus. He's brought them to him. That is the truth. They've been brought near to Jesus. And this is the mercy. Yet setteth he the poor on high. And dear friends, the cross of Christ is a high place to come to. It is a high place. But all sinners will be brought there. To know and to feel his pardoning love and mercy. Yet setteth he the poor on high. And they're set up on high, dear friends, pardoned and forgiven sinners. They are brought and gathered into the family of his grace, into the sheepfold. Oh, dear friends, they're brought very near to Jesus. I was reading a word in Exodus. And it seemed to have some of the same application when the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, if I can just find it. And it says this, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and now I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself." Oh, see that, dear friends. Father, Son, and Spirit in this wonderful work of salvation and redemption for sinners. And I brought you unto myself. We can't bring ourselves there, dear friend, but God has done it through Jesus. Oh, this is the wonderful mercy, isn't it? Yet setteth he the poor on high, brought near unto God, reconciled to him. That God is our Father. And then they're set up on high. And dear friend, it's a high place, really, for the newborn soul to come into the ordinances of his house. It's such a high place, dear friends. Make no mistake about it. It's not just coming in and going out, dear friends, in the ordinances of his house. It's a high place because Jesus is in the midst. It's a high place wherever Jesus is. It's a high place. What a mercy it is, dear friends, to be found in this high place here. And then this evening, if the Lord will be pleased, to bring us to that very high place in the ordinance of his supper. And that's a high place, dear friends. And then yet he setteth he the poor on high. Oh, they're very near to the heart of his love. And he is always that one, dear friends, constantly looking upon them and near to them. It's a high place, dear friends, that all thy concerns are Jesus' concerns. All thy troubles are his troubles. All thy worship, dear friends, is the worship of his name. Everything, dear friends, that belongs to us through a spiritual blessing is from Jesus. It's being united to him. A high place. He's always with his people, always near to them, watching over them. The eye of the Lord is upon the righteous. And then this poor one, it won't be just at first an initial crying for mercy. We will be constantly at the throne of grace, and that is a high place to come to, dear friends. It's into the holiest of all. And see and behold that truth that David came to. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. This poor man cried. Oh, what a mercy it is to be this poor man, this poor woman, dear friends, one of the Lord's dear people. Then there's no shame in it. There's no shame in being poor. No, these are those that are bound up in love to Jesus, and he owns them, and they belong to him. There's no shame in being poor. They're poor in spirit. Everything they need for their never-dying immortal souls must come from Jesus and through his Spirit. And it is only he, dear friends, that can keep alive our souls. It is only he that can come and nourish and feed us with the good things of his gospel grace. Only him and through his Spirit. And then this poor man. Oh, they're rich in faith, James says. Oh, they were neglecting the poor and the needy of the Lord's people in their gatherings together because the rich was amongst them. You see, oh, but James put the matter right. He said, "Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom?" Oh, what a high place this is, dear friends. Heirs to the kingdom. We have an inheritance. Not an earthly one, dear friends. All this will pass away. It's a heavenly kingdom. You see, but they're rich in faith. Rich in faith, rich in faith in Jesus. And they serve him and follow him in faith, in his ordinances, in his word, in his truth. They follow him whithersoever the Lamb goeth, rich in faith. And then, dear friends, our dear friend the deacon spoke last time I was here, and amongst you, and mentioned about poor Lazarus. And that man was rich in faith, wasn't he? The rich man, dear friends. He was one rich in this world, but really had nothing, did he? No, but poor Lazarus, poor sores, and the dogs licked the sores off him. And he had nothing, and he was a beggar. But he was rich in faith, dear friends. He was born up in the arms of Abraham. And it's heaven, isn't it? See this poor man. Oh, may the Lord keep us poor. David says in Psalm 40 in the last verse, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me." What a mercy that is, dear friends. He thinks, he's always thinking upon us. He thought about us, dear friends, before time, in the covenant of grace. when his heavenly Father gave us into his hands and it proposed salvation to us, and he came and fulfilled all, dear friends, and his thoughts were towards his people, eternal thoughts towards every one of his dear people. Oh, that is the mercy, isn't it? And he thinks about us today. He is always thinking about us because he owns us. He purchased us by his blood, and he keeps us and preserves us, watches over us. And he was one, dear friends, that has begotten us unto him, begotten again by a lively hope. You see, we belong to him. Is the mercy. What a mercy it is to be a poor one here. And then they cried unto the Lord, you see. And they cried unto the Lord, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Oh, dear friends, they've been set free. Free in the gospel of Jesus is the wonderful truth, and the Son shall set you free. Oh, full and free salvation in Jesus. And then the wonderful truth is the mercy that the Lord is able to pardon and forgive, yet setteth he the poor on high, and they are in high places. They're in the love of Jesus, and he cares for them day by day, and he watches over them in all their paths. He setteth he the poor on high from affliction. And dear friends, from the troubles, the trials, the afflictions, I believe this word affliction means, dear friends, the many times and seasons of troubles and trials, difficulties that shall come into the way and path of the Lord's dear people. It's the same as that, what that word tribulation means. It means afflictions. And Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation." And dear friends, what a mercy it is to walk out that path that the Lord has prepared for us. But let us make no mistake about this. The Lord will bring his people through their course. He setteth thee the poor on high from affliction. You see, it doesn't mean to say they will get immediate deliverances, dear friends. But he will set them up on high in their affliction. Oh, isn't it true, dear friends, in all their afflictions, he is afflicted. Oh, he sees their trouble. He can look upon the soul, dear friends. He can look upon thy spirit. He can see thy trouble and behold it, dear friends. He looketh into thy heart. He sees the trouble and he is afflicted. Meaning that he showeth mercy and pity and compassion, touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You see. But oh, to be lifted up on high. And dear friends, these that are lifted up, dear friends, it's in this truth that they're lifted up on high from affliction. You see, David was in affliction. And he was being pursued. He was a fugitive, wasn't he? Pursued by Saul. But Saul could never touch him. He couldn't. He came very near, dear friends, but he couldn't touch him at all, could he? No. David was set up on high. And so the Lord's dear people are set up on high in deliverances, in the providence of God. He was set up on high He could never really truly come near to him. He sought his life. But no, David was set up on high. Many times, if you read his experiences, dear friends, in Samuel, you will see how that Saul could never reach him. And he had many other enemies, dear friends, but David was set up on high. His own men sought to take him at Ziklag. They thought that he was the cause of the trouble and that they'd lost their loved ones and their children and their families, and Ziklag was burned. But you see, Jesus cared for David, and David saw it, and he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Dear friends, he was lifted up on high. So with Jacob in respect of Esau, he was lifted up on high, really. Esau couldn't touch him, could he? No. And the Lord's dear people are lifted up on high. They're lifted up, dear friends, above all the kings and the princes of the earth. They're lifted up, dear friends, above all governments and peoples and nations. These poor ones, these are the needy ones, the poor ones are the needy ones. But they're lifted up above all people of the face of the earth. They're under the care of Jesus. They're in his hand, and he holds them, and he will never let them go. He setteth them on high from affliction. And then in respect to setting them on high from affliction, I just noticed a word in Psalm 46. I believe it's in Psalm 46, but it's this word, dear friends. In verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And in the margin of that word, refuge, it says, an high place for us. Oh, Jesus, a refuge for our poor. And it's a high place, isn't it? To find refuge in Jesus. None other, dear friends, a hiding place in Jesus. Oh, we can turn in unto him, dear friends. It's a high place to come to within all our troubles and trials that may come upon us. And remember that they're divinely appointed, dear friends. They're to test us in our faith. They're to try us, dear friends. They're to bring us really near to Jesus. That he's the only one, the only refuge of our souls. A high place, it says in the margin, a high place for us. Oh, it is a high place under the shadow of his wings, isn't it? A protection and a defense. As a hen gathereth her chicks in safety, to protect them and defend them. Who is it, dear friends, that has brought us thus far? Isn't it Jesus? The church are in a very high place, dear friends. It's a high place, dear friends, to be found in the heart of Jesus' love. It's a high place. It shows to us such a wonderful union that subsists between himself and his church. It's a high place. It's a divine belonging, a divine owning. And the Lord knows how poor we are, and how needy we are, and how helpless we are. But he is that one that will put forth his hand and bring us through our course, through our afflictions, through our troubles, our sicknesses, our diseases. Everything is with him. And dear friends, we must come to him. We haven't got anyone else to go to. You know, I come to those times and places quite often, and I have to ask the Lord to keep me poor, because it's the best place to be in, dear friends. Keep me wanting. Keep me near to thee, Lord, leaning upon thee, trusting in thy name. He is still the rock of ages today, in all our afflictions and in all our troubles. This unmoving rock, dear friends. The name of the Lord is an high tower, to which the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction. Dear friends, our path and our journeying, it may be strewn with difficulties, hardships, troubles, trials, uncertainties. But dear friends, Jesus is that only one to bring us through. And remember always this, the church are set in a very high place. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world, and it isn't, dear friends. We're not to trust in an arm of flesh. We're not to look to anyone else but Jesus. We've been translated from darkness into his kingdom, and we belong to him. We're not our own anymore, and he will bring us through our course. We have to go to him and wait upon him. And dear friends, he is always waiting at the throne of grace, always ready to make intercession, our great high priest above. And it's glorying to his name to come to him. You see, he brought us to him when we were plagued and troubled with sin. He brought us to his cross, Father, Son, and Spirit. And dear friends, we have to remain there because we belong to him. And he wants to undertake our cause and interest as we journey forth. Without him, he has told us we can't do anything without him. It's only as we're bound up in branches in that living vine, then he is all our help and all our need. And we won't need any other, dear friends. And we still have enemies before us, even of death and the grave. But Jesus has made a way for us, and he will help us through. We may enter into doubts and fears, dear friends, but Jesus is that only one that can bring us over the waters of Jordan safely and securely, and remembering that none shall pluck them out of his hand. None. He will bring every one of them safely through their course, that they might enter into their inheritance. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. Dear friends, have we got any seekers today? Those that have been brought to feel their need, the Lord will gather them in. families like a flock. Jesus is the door to the sheepfold, and Jesus will bring and gather his sheep through. I just thought of those words which I often think of in Ezekiel 34, but they're words that belong to Jesus, and they're words that belong to those whom we will gather, and all seekers. Jesus has promised, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And if any one of you are following Jesus in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. If, dear friends, that work of grace is begun, and you're seekers, then this wonderful truth, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Jesus is the only hope, dear friends, for these scattered and lost sheep. He is able to gather them in. And then there's a wonderful truth shown to us, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, which is Jesus, David's greatest son. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. The Lord knows I've always liked and loved his office as shepherd, dear friends, because it seems to show the absolute care of the shepherd over his sheep. Read what Jesus says about his sheep in John chapter 10. Read of it, dear friends. They hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. None shall perish, and none shall pluck them out of my hand, is the wonderful truth. And so here he will gather. They will be gathered in. Maketh him families. Maketh, dear friends. It's through the influence and the power of his grace. It's like that potter that hath power over the vessel to make the vessel unto honour and also one unto dishonour. But Jesus, he will, dear friends, come to his people, his poor sheep here below. He will seek them out and find them, and they will be given that nature, dear friends, of being poor and needy, fashioned through Jesus, as the potter hath power over the vessel. And so it is here, dear friends. He maketh him families like a flock, and our mercy is this, that he continues today. These families are being gathered in. They will be set in different flocks in different parts and places. And there's a little flock here, isn't there? A little flock here. Isn't that the mercy? He maketh him families like a flock. You know, we mustn't forget to thank the Lord for these things, and that there's a little spot here, dear friends, that is so favoured. A little spot here, dear friends, where the work of grace continues, and where his power is seen, and where he has been brought and brought and gathered in his flock. And this is the truth of the words here. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. These, dear friends, the righteous ones, they've known what it is to be gathered in. They've known what it is to be changed through grace. They've known what it is that Jesus has removed from them the filthy garments and robed them in his righteous garment. And they're those whose iniquities have been put from them. These righteous ones, And they rejoice. They rejoiced in that day, but they rejoice to see the work of grace continuing and that the Lord is pleased to gather in. They rejoice and they beg and pray. The deacons, the ministers, and the members of the church, they rejoice to see one poor sinner that repenteth, and they thank the Lord that he is gathering in. Oh, may this poor sermon, dear friends, be such a need to thy soul, to be one of these whom the Lord will appear unto and gather in and amongst his people. And dear friends, there is none too young, none too old. That is the mercy, isn't it? The righteous shall see it and rejoice. Well, let us rejoice. Let us see his work of grace continuing. And it is in this day in which we live, and the gospel is still preached and proclaimed. Grace is still revealed and made known to sinners. Grace and all the blessedness of it. It's saving grace, it's mercy through the cross of Christ. Salvation. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. Lord, help us to rejoice. May he gather in families, sheep into his fold. And may the church themselves, being poor and needy, always be mindful of this truth, that they're lifted up, just as Anna was. He raiseth up the poor from the dust and the beggar from the dunghill. Oh, the Lord appeared unto her, dear friends. She knew the truth of it. It was a testimony in her soul. She was lifted up, dear friends. The Lord was mindful of her, and he is mindful of his people today. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ince will preach this evening and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Sunday school this afternoon will be on Zoom as usual. And tomorrow evening there will be a prayer meeting at 7 o'clock with an address by Mr. Chapman. On Tuesday evening, Mr. Timothy Pocock is expected to preach at 7 o'clock. On Friday evening, there will be a prayer meeting for the church members at 8 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach at 10:30 and 6:30, all according to the will of the Lord. Our closing hymn is 723. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. 723.
Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.